The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The message of the Imam, let me share a beautiful hadith from Imam Ar-Ridha. This is what he says about the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. Why is it that they would put sanctions on Imam Ar-Ridha? He says, "Inna an-nas, truly the people, the masses, لو علموا محاسن كلامنا, if they knew the beauty of our words, لتبعونا, 100% they would follow us." So the enemies of Islam, the enemies of Imam Ridha, the enemies, the modern day Tawaghit, Pharaoh of the time, they've understood this. So now what happens is you and I, we see them ratcheting up the pressure. They sanction the Hawza, if you can believe it. They sanctioned a Marja, Imam Khamenei. They put him also on their list. Not only that, now recently in the most, and these are feeble attempts, futile attempts, they even decided to block the Shia websites. There's weakness. This is going to come to the other part of the speech that I want you and I to pay attention to. They sense weakness on their part. And you and I, when you see these attempts, how can you, like, how do you dare you sanction an imam? How does that even cross your mind? Like, what genius thinks of these plans? I mean, they have think tanks. Don't they know? I'm going to mention the hadith of Imam Ridha about this, but don't they know that right now, if you go over and there is a, I mean, I'm just going to mention a couple of missteps. Right now, according to them, there's a new hardline president coming in, Sayyid Ibrahim Raisi. And this man is about to clean it up. And everybody's, they want to hear, just naturally, who's the president? What does he say? Why now would you go over and decide to block all these websites, knowing that that Google isn't God? There's other ways of getting access to hear the information. Why hurt yourself in that? Like, the PR, whoever the PR guy is, why do you think of these things? I'll give you another example. If they know that they cannot stop ships being directed by the believers to go to international waters, to other sovereign nations, if they know they can't stop it, why bring it up? You look weak. You think South America is your backyard. You think, right? But you know that the Islamic Republic is not going to be intimidated. You know their ships are going to keep sailing. Why even bring, if you're going to try and attack them, then maybe that will be something. If you're not and you're too weak to do it, why bring it up? Then the whole world's on edge, and then they quietly, proudly roll in. Why do this? Why these kind of sanctions at this time? But you see, there's a very beautiful hadith that we have from Imam Ar-Ridha. He says, and this is for you and I, because now we're hearing the footsteps of the Mahdi, to keep in mind. He says this, when God, Imam Ar-Ridha says, when Allah wants something to happen, He strips the intellect away from the people. He makes it happen. After that, He gives them their intellect back, and then they're like, how, why, where? These kind of missteps, these kind of blunders. So for me, when I look at these kind of foolish steps, it reminds me of a saying that we have in Farsi. In Farsi, when a goat is dying, got sacrificed, its legs are kicking. They say it's harakate mazbuhane. Legs are kicking, but it doesn't really do anything. The goat's jumping around. These kind of efforts to blow out the light of Allah with your own mouth, when we're this strong, when we're not backing down. As Allah says in the Quran, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to blow out the light of Allah with their mouths. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. But God will make His light perfect and complete. And we're seeing this, I mean, even now, just more and more examples of this before we get on to how we're going to benefit from the life of Imam Ridha. What's our responsibility right now? I'm sure many of you saw in the newspapers where Imam Khamenei, may Allah protect him and grant him long life by the right of Imam Ridha, he was able to take the Iranian vaccine. Don't you know, because you and I, this isn't too far in our memories. Remember when they would refuse to even offer international help, meaning Iran, like every other nation, everybody was supposed to be entitled to get a loan because this is a global pandemic. If Iran gets COVID, it's going to affect the nations around it. Not Qurbatan illallah, it's using loan money. They denied Iran this. The idea was that Iran should die with the pandemic. And their numbers were rising. We were all watching this. And they wanted to see the Islamic Republic collapse. And yet, a handful of countries have been able to develop the vaccine. Iran did. And when the leader took that vaccine, it showed how he believes in the mu'mineen. He believes in the youth. This is another misstep by them, and inshallah, us moving closer and closer to victory. Now, what I want to do is talk a little bit about what our responsibility is and what makes our situation, some parallels that we can draw between our situation and the situation of Imam Ridha, because his imamate was unique. There were certain things that he did, but only he did. And there, to me, there are lessons that we can draw, inspiration that we can draw for ourselves while we're here. One of the tasks of our imam, like every imam, is the idea of unmasking the tawaghit. It's a challenge to make the people of the world able to understand that the problem, the reason for your suffering and your misery are the very tawaghit who are ruling over you. That you have to look for a solution. The solution is divine leadership. Unmasking for us nowadays, unmasking the evils of a secular liberal government, helping the people of the world understand that it's tyrannical, it's difficult. It's easier for people to be able to find somebody like Trump and then be like worked up. But it's what's more difficult is to not be superficial and realize the system is wicked. But it's much more difficult when the system is a liberal, democratic system. As the Imam says, this is from Imam Askari, he says, أَضْعَفُ الْأَعْدَاءَ كَيْدًا. Your weakest enemy, the person you have to worry about the least, is the enemy that exposes their enmity. That person who comes on CNN and says, Islam hates us. That's the least of your worries. The real worry is how to explain in a way that it makes sense for people how wicked the system is. Unmasking the system. So now for Imam Ridha, he had to unmask the system in the time of Ma'mun.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيم محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين
صل صل عليه.